Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Actually, all week, just like last week, we're going to talk video games. Because not only does the new Street Fighter collection come out, but there is another classic collection coming out. This one is called the Sega Genesis Classics. It's coming out on Xbox One and PS4 and the Switch. So, that's pretty awesome. I'm excited about it. It has a whole lot of games. I think it's like 50, over 50 games on it. So it's going to be great. I can't wait to see it and check it out. But to celebrate it, we're going to look at Sega stuff all week. Sega and Sonic and everything. Today, it's just so hard to name all the best Sega Genesis games. So we're going to go with our top five games on this collection. I am super excited to play all of them, but these are the five that I am most excited to play. Number five is going to be Vector Man. This was a game that originally came out in 95, where you're this little green, look at it now, it kind of looks like Master Chief, just a very, very rough version of Master Chief. But he's a character made up of all these little balls, and you bounce around, and you have like a lot of 90s stuff. You're battling littering and pollution, and that's, you know, what the way this warhead became dictator and ruler of Earth and everything. And so you're going to clean up the sludge, throw it into the sun and everything. But like I said, Sega was real big on these. This game, I really haven't revisited a whole lot. A lot of games on here I've bought in various other forms, way or fashions. Vector Man I have not, and I don't know why. It was on the Sega Genesis collection, and it was on the Sonic Gems collection, the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection, and even on the Wii Virtual Console, but just never went back and visited it. So I'm really excited to go back, play it some more, see if it lives up to all the fondness that I have for it. Vector Man 2 is also on there, but we're just focusing on Vector Man. Number four is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Now, I will say that it also has Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and the Sonic 3D and Sonic Spinball. Strangely missing Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles, but that's a discussion for another time. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. This is a game came out back in 1992. And is my favorite, like, Sonic title, Sonic game. This was the first one that you got co-op in it, and this was the first time that the co-op person wasn't Luigi. You know, with Luigi, even though I'm a big Luigi fan, nobody wanted to be Luigi. But with Tails, you could fly, you know, you weren't as fast as Sonic, but you could do other things, and it just made the game a lot more fun, being able to have that co-op at the same time. You know, not just taking turns like you would on Mario. You're actually playing at the same time. And the storyline, you know, trying to get the Chaos Emeralds, fighting Robotnik, and everything. And I'll never, ever, ever forget the Chaos Emerald stages, where you're going through, you know, in that little half pipe, and you have to get all the rings and avoid the little spiky ball things. I loved this game, and I've bought it numerous iterations over the years, and I'm gonna get it again on this one. Like, I know I'm gonna love it. I can't wait to play it. I'm the main reason this one is on my list is I can play it with my kids. You know, they can be Tails and not have to worry about taking damage or anything like that, and just go through the game and play it and have fun. And yeah, this game is wonderful. Even if you don't have kids, even if you don't have friends, like, Tails is fairly competent AI. I've seen, going back to Halo, I've seen dumber AI in Halo. Sometimes those soldiers do things, you're just like, what are you doing? But Tails is pretty smart, pretty good, and does a lot of great things. So, really excited for this one. Number three is going to be Golden Axe. This is the first one. It is going to have Golden Axe 2 and 3 on there as well, which are great games, but this, the very first Golden Axe, you know, came out way back in 89. A lot of you, my wife wasn't even alive back then. This is a classic game, and it was in the arcades, and so much fun in the arcades, and they brought it to the Genesis, and again, this is a game where you have co-op, true co-op, people at the same time battling, and as a kid watching Conan the Barbarian and then getting to play this, it was very much in that same type thing. And you had your three different characters. There was little dwarf Gilius, I think, yeah, Thunderhead, and then you had Axe Battler, who was the Conan guy, but he had a sword instead of an axe. Never quite understood that. The axe was with the dwarf and not the guy named Axe. And then there was the Amazon Tiris Flair, and she was always really cool. I remember her magic power being really cool. So this is a game that I hope on the release you'll be able to do three players at the same time, like you did the arcade, because, you know, your Xbox can support up to, what is it, like 16? It's something insane. Controllers. And if I can play this with two of my friends, it's instant classic. I mean, if I knew for sure I could, it would probably be a little bit higher. But in my research, I couldn't really see anything that said anything about it. Number two is going to be Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. This is, it's not even one of the original puzzle games. I mean, I guess it kind of is. You know, you had Tetris, and this game is basically the westernized version of Puyo Puyo, but with Sonic. And so, came out back in 93. And this is a game I remember always playing. This and Dr. Mario. You know, if you liked Dr. Mario, this is the Sega equivalent of it. And it's a game that is one of those, it's easy to play but hard to master. And I think that's why I enjoyed it so much. It's because somebody could just pick up and play and be really good at it. But if you sit there and devoted time and time and time and time and time to it, you could really master it and just love playing. He had the little beans, and it's one of my all-time favorite games, not just on this console or this iteration, but any iteration. And I would maybe go as far to say it is my favorite, like, puzzle game, even above Tetris and Dr. Mario, in an age where everything's Candy Crush and Merge Dragons and things like that. Although I do play Merge Dragons, it is a lot of fun. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine is just a wonderful, wonderful game that I can't wait to play. Before we get to our number one, I would say we have honorable mentions, but literally everything on here. You have Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle, Alien Soldier, Alien Storm, Altered Beast, Biohazard, Bonanza Bros, Columns 3, Comic Zone, which, if I hadn't played it so much on 360, would make it on this list. Decap Attack, Dynamite Heady, Flicky, Gunstar, Kid Chameleon, Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4, So many Shinobi, Shining Force, all these phenomenal games. Toe Jam and Earl, Virtual Fighter 2, which really came really, really close to making the list. But the number one game that I am most excited about on the Genesis Classic Collection is Beyond Oasis. I know I talk a lot about how I'm not an RPG guy, but Beyond Oasis and Shinmue, those are my jams. Beyond Oasis, I remember playing it as a kid back in 95, and it's wonderful, and the animation on it is beautiful. The gameplay, the controls, the boss battles, the story, this is a near perfect game. I know when it came out, it averaged about a 90, 85, 90, and GameFan gave it the Action RPG of the Year. It had a prequel come out later on the Saturn, Legend of Oasis. That was a lot of fun also, but Beyond Oasis is just so, so great. You're going through, and to free this kingdom, you have these four magic spirits, and they, it's great. I just absolutely, genuinely love this game and can't wait to sit through. I hope it has the save feature and stuff, because it is not always easy. We're not talking like Darksiders, but all these old games were really hard. So hopefully you'll be able to save your progress as you go along. But there you have it. Those are the top five games that we are most looking forward to on the Sega Genesis Collection. Let us know which ones you're looking forward to. You can let us know in the comments here below on Facebook or over on SoundCloud. This is SoundCloud over on Facebook. Sorry, long day. Everywhere, social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, just look for the Night Nerd. We're out there. Lots of great stuff going on. Find us on Patreon. Find us just anywhere. Just give us a shout. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those. I love hearing from everybody. Make sure to hit that little subscribe button. That way you not only get this show 5 times a week, but you also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Check out our Family Sounds we just did, celebrating Mother's Day for May. It kicks off our summer series on family and comics and things that I think everyone's really going to enjoy. But that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.